Kellogg, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 3, 1903. Dr. Kellogg, dear brother, be sure that you have a sound faith, a sound doctrine. You have virtually united yourself with those who do not keep the commandments of God. The Lord has manifested himself to you in a remarkable manner. Was it that you should exalt yourself? No, it was that the truth which you claimed to believe might be magnified. If you had 20 times the assurance that you now have, which leads you to repudiate those who do not accept your propositions as correct, it would not save you. You need to feel the converting power of God. This would humble your heart. You need to heed the invitation, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 29. Behold him, for he is the one who will test your work to see whether it is genuine. He says of you, "You are weighed in the balance and found wanting." Daniel 5, verse 27. Jesus of Nazareth is the great pattern medical missionary, the greatest minister of righteousness. He preached the gospel and practiced the gospel. He spent whole nights in prayer. In this world, bearing our human nature, he lived a life of unsullied purity and perfect holiness. He opened the way for all other medical missionaries to labor. When his workers take their eyes off him to follow Dr. Kellogg's or any man's methods, however wise that man may seem to be, they are leaving the safe path. He works to refine and ennoble his people, to heal the wounds and bruises that sin has made in their hearts.